3 hours just wasn't enough. It's Overtime with Dave and Scrady.
The New England Patriots seem to be a team that is divided. The ESPN article that came out last night by Seth Wickersham details a rift between Brady, Belichick, and Robert Kraft. Here to tell us why this is not a thing and the team is actually not divided at all is one Brian Simpson. Now, Simpson, you're a big-time Patriots fan. We can't beat around the bush too hard.
Right. Yeah.
You're from Boston.
Yeah.
You know a lot about the team. You listen to a lot of sports radio back there. What do you make of this article?
I don't know. Whatever. It's fodder for people who hate the Patriots.
Yeah,
that's
like
all it
me.
Is. I mean, it really is. I mean, the people that follow the Patriots and have for a long, long time. I mean, I remember going to the old Foxborough Stadium when I was in my teens and watching them lose. I remember, you know, this isn't just I jumped on the bandwagon when Brady started winning Super Bowls.
Okay.
I mean,
all right, so you're a longtime fan.
Right. I mean, like, you know, as long as I can remember. And I remember the thin years, obviously. I remember the tuna years, all that stuff. Anyways, regardless, this really is just, you know, it's National Enquirer style stories about stuff that most Pats fans already know about.
So,
you know, look, Brady's got some quack guy, Guerrero, that he follows, and it's working for him. The Pats are still in first place. They're still the number one team in, you know, in the AFC. They've still won 5 Super Bowls in 17 years, and this is just, you know, trying to drum up some interest and get some clicks. I mean, that's really all this is.
So ESPN, as you may or may not know, I'm pretty sure you actually do, they're really sucking wind recently. They're losing a lot of talent.
Oh, yeah.
They're having a big-time problem with their online platforms.
Right.
Now, this story right here, according to the sources that I've got, is going to be sold 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, for as long as they can get this thing action on ESPN.
There's a common phrase in the world of music, you play the hits.
Yes.
And that's why stories about the Patriots are always on the front page. Stories about, you know, anybody, Jerry Jones, all that stuff with Jerry Jones, you know, when Ezekiel Elliott was going to get suspended, all that stuff. There's a reason why that's top of mind, because you play the hits and those get clicks. I mean, they really do. Hot chicks get clicks.
Okay, so let's call the Patriots what they are. They're a hot chick. All right, they're the defending Super Bowl champions. But the detailed rift between Kraft, Belichick, and Brady is something I think even more fascinating to the average sports fan, even somebody who is not even remotely interested in the NFL, for a couple of reasons. And one is, you mentioned this guy Guerrero, this quote unquote quack who seems to keep Tom Brady in better shape than any other quarterback at his age of all time. This guy got ousted from the Patriots whole culture this year. He had an office with the team.
He still does. He's got an office down there at Patriot Way. He's in the building. He's got other clients on the team.
So some of the reports are maybe overblown about how much Belichick has done to get rid of this guy.
No, then. I think Belichick has done quite a bit to distance himself and try to get Guerrero off. I mean, like, look, you have a staff of trainers for a reason. You have guys on your staff that you're paying as a team that are taking care of your athletes who are supposed to be there when they're injured and work them through rehab. And then you've got these guys on the team, Brady and Amendola and now Gronk and some other. There's a bunch of players, actually. Most of them don't want to talk about it. But they end up, you know, training and doing some things with Guerrero and following this method. Look, you got a 40-year-old guy who's probably going to be the MVP of the league this year and may win another Super Bowl. And he's following this weirdo quack medicine, no nightshades, whatever you want to call it. It's bizarre. It's strange. And these guys are interested. They're like, hey, look, I'm Gronk. I've had 3 back surgeries.
Yeah.
Maybe if I do this Brady thing, it'll work out if I wear the crazy pajamas.
Okay, so then maybe walk the rest of us back from the ledge, because if you're not a Boston fan, and I'm from L.A., so it's kind of like born in my blood, I can't like Boston, even though I like you fine. But I can't like Boston sports, just something I can't do. So for those that are not Boston fans, and we talked about this for a while this morning on the program, Mornings with Dave and Scrady. Scrady's got a bad voice, so he's going to shut up for a bit.
For a little while.
Yeah, for a little while.
I'm Scrady.
So with that
you
being said.
You want to meet me at a bar on the north side?
Here we go.
You should have never mentioned his name.
That's
now I want to talk about
that's
it.
That's about right. We'll get to this.
And by the way, everybody wants to be an associate of Scrady. We have found that out. That's how come he's got the
internet.
Oh,
I know. I get all the emails.
So for the rest of us that aren't Boston sports fans, what I think we're hoping with this article, and maybe this is the reason that it was written, you mentioned clickbait, but the desire to not see the Patriots be as dominant as they are. So if you're somebody like myself who wants to see anybody but the Patriots win, what I hope from this article is that there is a rift between Brady and Belichick.
There is, and there has been for a long time. And the thing about it, though, is that they don't care. I say this all. There's a reason the Patriots beat everybody, because they let all that stuff go. They don't care. They focus on the now. Belichick, all that goofy, you know, Belichick stuff. You know, no days off. I mean, did you see him? They're running around.
Practicing in the snow.
There's a reason, because they might have to play in that. You know, I mean, he wants them as prepared as humanly possible. There's a reason that they don't take days off. There's, you know, and look, it has worked. There's proof in the pudding. That's why people hate. That's why people don't want them to win. I completely understand that. That's unfortunately not going to be the truth, because they do prepare better than anybody else. There's a reason why the Steelers aren't. That's why Ben Roethlisberger, you don't see Brady running down the field with 3 seconds left or 10 seconds left and trying to score and not knowing what to do and throwing up the timeout sign. And then you know, this fallout afterwards with everybody's blaming on everybody. They know better than everybody else. And that's why people get so pissed off. I think what's going on is, years ago, after Brady won probably 3 Super Bowls, the first 3, Kraft went to Belichick and said, look, you have carte blanche with the team. You've had it since you came here, but you can't get rid of Brady. He's my guy. He's like a son to me, and he's going to be here as long as he wants to be here, and that's the end of it. And Belichick felt trapped, because he's got Garoppolo, who, as we've seen in San Fran, is the real deal, right? Undefeated as a starting quarterback. You got Garoppolo, he's the heir apparent, but then you got Brady coming out and saying, well, look, I feel good and I want to be playing until I'm 45, and why should we stop him? If the guy's having an MVP season at 40, winning 2 Super Bowls back-to-back, why would you then go, well, you know what, you're 41 now, get out of here, we got the guy behind you.
Let me fast forward you to about 1 month from now, okay? 1 month from Sunday here. The Vikings and Patriots are in the Super Bowl when that Viking defensive backfield completely has the Patriot receiving core completely locked down. What's Tom Brady going to do to beat the Vikings to win the Super Bowl?
Well, you're going to have to double cover Gronk, because he's going to be healthy this year.
I don't think they will. Have you seen?
That's the only way you stop.
But that's the only receiver that they really have that can hurt anybody. Have you heard of Cooks?
Cooks can't. Well, the problem with Cooks is that Brady likes guys who run a tight route and then come back. It's timing. It's always been timing with Brady. That's why guys like Welker and guys like Amendola and guys like Edelman, they all work for Brady really well.
Randy Moss worked well for him too.
Right, but that was also, 10 years ago?
That was a while ago.
Brady could really throw it up there. And Randy Moss, let's be honest, Brandon Cooks is good, but he's not Randy Moss.
Sure. No, he's not.
Randy Moss was also 40 years old when he played for the Patriots.
But wait a minute now, though.
He's mid-30s.
Hey, have you heard of these Vikings defensive backs? I mean, they're unbelievable. It's a number one defense.
Mark Trumura, is he the one?
Mark, are you kidding me? It's a number one defensive back. Number one defense in the NFL, for one. They got that going for them. That defensive backfield is stone cold. They lock
everybody.
I also
remember about a year ago from now, when the Patriots were down by 25 points with about a quarter and a third left, and they came back and beat the Falcons.
That Falcons defense, it doesn't even compare to this year's Viking defense.
Okay, so back to the point,
not
Grady.
Even close.
All right, because otherwise we're gonna get into the weeds, Grady.
Yes.
We've got much more Vikings conversation to come.
Sorry.
But listen, you know, to put a button on the conversation, so Brian, and the reason we wanted to have you on the Overtime Podcast today, because you do know a lot about New England sports and the New England Patriots in specific. So you're saying that, there is a rift, doesn't matter. These guys are going to prepare just like they would if they were, I don't know, the Lakers and Phil Jackson and Kobe Bryant. You might not be on the same page, but when it comes to game time, you are. So do you think that under any circumstance, this particular piece of journalism will have any effect on the clubhouse, any effect on the game plan, or any effect on Brady and Belichick personally?
The only effect it's going to have is the annoying amount of conversations, and that's why these pieces suck, is because now the focus, and I think the Patriots, they sort of like and dislike this stuff, because the focus then becomes less about what they're doing on the field for them in these meetings, you know, that they don't like to, you know, these press conferences they don't like to have. You know, Belichick goes and does his thing, mumbles, doesn't give any answers.
Belichick, by the
way. But the questions then become, and it just gets redundant. And you got guys who have nothing to do with this story that are getting, you know, your offensive lineman getting asked about this stuff. You know, you've got, you know, everybody's going to want a piece of this action. And it just takes away from, you know, what they're really all about, which is getting work done and winning the Super Bowl. And, you know, look, if they end up doing that, then this piece is all for naught. If they lose, you know, you can certainly look back at this and say, okay, well, maybe this was a problem, and then there might be some fallout from it in the offseason. But, you know, as a guy who's been through this kind of Deflategate, Spygate, all the gate, you know, all those gates, all that stuff that happened over the last 17 years, it has never made a difference. It's been a very small speed bump in the road of what these guys are trying to accomplish.
All right, well, there it is. And I got to tell you, it pains me to say this, but Scrady, we've been saying it for quite some time. Yeah. I think the Patriots win another Super Bowl this year. It sucks,
me
but that's
too.
The way it's going to work.